and we're talking about how stressful this time of year can be. Yes, of course, it's the season to be jolly, goodwill to all men and all that, but it can also be a time of stress, both financial and emotional. It can be tricky for those who are spending the season alone or those with difficult family relationships. So this week, we thought our Sunday Reset guest should be somebody who can, well, basically offer us some tips on how to survive the festive season. Joining me now to talk through all of this is Pip Lawrence from West Kent Mind. And it's right, isn't it, Pip? Obviously, it is a time of joy, we hope, but it can also be a tricky time for many as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's so natural for much of kind of connection around Christmas to be happy and jolly, but you know, for some people, it really is a time of year that can be really difficult, you know, for all sorts of different reasons. So it's definitely a good time to double down on your well-being if you can.
Totally, because I think a lot of us, and I'm talking about myself here, put an awful lot of pressure on ourselves, don't we, to kind of create this perfect Christmas, you know. But if that means putting yourself in debt or putting yourself under too much stress, then that's not good, is it? What are some of the things we can do to help our well-being at this time?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head there, is that it's that stress often lies in that gap between our expectations and our reality. And so I think taking that second to kind of pause and think, okay, can I lower my expectations down, and or can I be grateful for my reality? And you know, breathing is one of the best ways that you can just anchor yourself into the present moment. And it's, you know, the best way to like hack your nervous system. You know, when we get caught in all of that thought, and our mind goes racing, often the physiological impacts happen on our body as well. So our breathing starts getting faster. We breathe from our chest rather than our belly, and it then just makes that cycle go much quicker. So then our thoughts race more, our breathing gets worse, and we find ourselves in that downward spiral.
Gosh, I feel like you're literally describing my life, Pip. The thing is, when you talk about breathing, it's one of those things where we kind of go, well, we all breathe, don't we, all of the time? Like, what are you talking about? But you're right, we're often shallow breathing, aren't we?
Absolutely. And it's the nice thing about breathing is that it's free, so anyone can do it.
Yes.
And it's a tool that we have in our toolkit at any point. You know, at any point we can pause and think, okay, am I shallow breathing, you know, and not taking those deep belly breaths? And then that way it can give us that chance to reset. So yeah, I mean, we've had a winter calendar that we've run for the last 2 years that has, you know, 25 different things, or 24, I think, 'cause it's the advent calendar. Different things that you can do over different days in December, you know, just to make sure that you're checking back in with your well-being. And mindful breathing is one of those on there, where, you know, literally is just taking a second. You can sit down, you can lie down, and just really focus in on how is that breath coming into your body. So, you know, taking a nice deep breath in through your nose for, say, 4 seconds.
Well, look, I don't want to throw this at you, but should we do it now? I'm not sure how this is going to work on the radio, but let's give it a go. Let's do a bit of mindful breathing, if you wouldn't mind talking us through it, and we can kind of all join in. Obviously, if you're driving on the M25 at the moment, maybe not. But if you are at home and you're in a safe place, then please, let's all breathe together. Pip, over to you.
Absolutely. Okay. So, like you said, sit down or lie down, wherever you feel comfortable, and then just start by taking a deep breath in through your nose for 4 seconds. So it goes 4, 3, 2, 1. Then just hold it in your body for a couple of seconds, and then a long exhale out through your mouth for 6 seconds. So 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then hold it for 2 seconds. And then repeat. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Gosh, I feel better already, Pip.
Do you know that I always find the hard thing with talking through is that everyone breathes at a different pace.
Yes.
And so I think if your listeners were like that, I was not on time at all, please don't worry, because it's really important to find your own rhythm is the absolute most essential thing. And I guess the two techniques we often teach is, you know, there's a number of different mindful breathing exercises. But a really good one for if, you know, when you're in the moment, when you're in the supermarket or whatever it is and you're feeling
total stress.
Yeah. Is the physiological sigh. And I like this one because anyone can do it and it's really rememberable. Because remember when you're a child and you go, when you're crying.
Yeah. I don't know about when you were a child. I still do it now, Pip, but yeah.
That's literally all it is you take two sharp inhales in and then a long exhale out. And if you repeat that a couple of times, that's the quickest way to hack your nervous system and just calm your whole nervous system down. Yeah, it's a really nice one to remember when you're just in that stressful situation. But obviously, if you want to build buffer space in your well-being, then practicing the mindful breathing techniques on a daily basis is a great way to enhance that resilience.
Pip, know that I'll be thinking of you Christmas Eve in Tesco's. You will be very much in my mind. Thank you so much for that. And if people do want to find out more about what West Kent Mind do, how can they get in touch? How can they find out more?
Yeah, I mean, the website's the best place to go. I think a lot of people don't realise that we basically exist to plug the gap between the NHS waiting list and private therapy, which is unaffordable.
I mean, that's
a
huge gap you're plugging there, if you don't mind me saying, Pip, but well done.
Exactly. But I mean, for us, it's so important that no one faces a mental health crisis, you know, alone. So we really are there for anybody in West Kent. If you feel that you're struggling, go onto the website. We have one referral form that then you can just come straight through and our friendly team will help you to... We have a number of services from low-cost counselling to free wellbeing groups that involve anything from getting outside into nature to creative arts and minds classes. So I would say head onto the website, which is westkentmind.org.uk.
Pip, thank you so much. Can we do one last mindful breathing? The one to do in the supermarket.
Absolutely.
Ready?